Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. So send us a note if you have an idea or just want to say hi. Our email address is indianaweekend@gmail.com. Hey, have you ever heard of former coach Phil Buck from Madison Heights or Jerome Foley from Anderson Highland? I ran into them the other day. I'll tell you about it in just a second. But first, I don't know about you, but I really like driving around the state to places I haven't been, kind of the theme of our show, right? Of course, do that enough and you're going to get hungry. So as long as you're out looking at the landmarks, how about looking for the restaurants that are landmarks, the local diners and coffee shops where local folks come to hang out, talk about the world, the kind of place where everybody knows your name and the waitresses already know what the regulars are ordering when they walk in the door. So I ended up at the Lemon Drop restaurant in Anderson the other day. Scott Miley of the Anderson Herald Bulletin told me to check it out, and sure enough, boy, the place has character. I just got my coffee when somebody pointed out two gentlemen in a booth by the door. You have to meet those guys, they said.
Jerome Foley. I'm a retired teacher and basketball coach. My last coaching job was at Highland High School here in town. I coached at Anderson High School. I spent 16 years coaching small college basketball also.
Tell me about the Lemon Drop. This looks like the kind of place that a lot of towns have where folks come to kind of visit.
Never had a bad meal here. I can honestly sit here and tell you that. I've been coming here for years. It's kind of a town gathering place. Best sandwiches going.
Every town kind of needs a Lemon Drop, don't they? Could you say your name for me?
Phil Buck, P-H-I-L-B-U-C-K.
You're not retired yet, are you?
Oh, heavens. Retired? I forgot about the days I was there. Yeah, I'm retired. 85 years old.
For folks who haven't met you yet, what did you used to do?
I coached at Madison Heights High School, back when we had three high schools in town, and back when every Friday night, every gym was full. A good friend of Bill Harold, and I had four kids that played for Bob Knight, Bobby Wilkerson, Ray Talbert, Winston Morgan, Stu Robinson, Jimmy Reckon was a big scorer at Ball State. We had a great program at Madison Heights.
Those were the days. I mean, basketball in Indiana, I mean, you're part of that. That's part of our history.
What IHSA Board of Control did to basketball, high school basketball, I said it would compare it to tearing down the Statue of Liberty and putting up a plaque.
The game's different in other ways, isn't it, Coach?
Oh, yeah. They play different because of our pros. Our pros seem to set the standards on rules and colleges, and now then recruiting is done through AAU coaches, not high school coaches. AAU coach, all they do is see them on a weekend. They see the star players. They don't work with the kids in the system, so they go to the AAU coaches, and that's who you watch all summer is your big stars.
What years were you coaching?
Oh, good heavens.
Was that in the...
I started coaching in 1952. I was in Flora High School. Then I went into the service. Then I went back. I was at IU as a freshman and assistant coach in 53 and 54. And Rossville, and Frankfort, and then here. And what was I here? 1966 through 1990. That time we won 9 Anderson sectionals, which it's awfully hard for the people in this town to hear that because they want to hear how many the Indians won. And they weren't too bad, but I mean, we won 9 sectionals where they told me when I came here, they said, Buck, you cannot win a sectional at Anderson. But we did.
So the Lemon Drop's the kind of place where a couple of guys can get together. And
it's the best kept secret in Anderson. I mean, the food, I've never got any bad food here. They wait on you right now. It's hot. They're friendly. And it's just one of those places you can't find anyplace else.
We had a unique deal. On the day we played each other, we'd have lunch together here. Not very many coaches do that. That's how much respect we had for each other. A lot of fun.
Tell me about one of those times.
He just said, on any given night when there were three high schools and they all had a home game, there'd be over 20,000 people in this city watching high school basketball. It was, I mean, it was just a tournament atmosphere, wasn't it? All the time, where it was Highland and Madison Heights, Anderson and Madison Heights, Anderson or Highland. Just very, very, at one point, all three teams were rated in the top 10 in the state. So it was very, very competitive.
Tell me about Coach Buck. What was he like as a...
Well, somebody asked me that a long time ago, and I told him I always thought Phil was a coach's gentleman and a gentleman's coach.
Tell me about some of your fond memories from coaching. You remember students who stepped up and you saw changes in them and you saw them get better?
Well, definitely. I could name you off a bunch of them. And I think one of the biggest thrills I have from coaching is having former players come back today to see you or seeing them out in public. That's just a good feeling to see them with their families and how they're raising their family and how successful they've been. That was the biggest thrill for me in coaching.
That is Jerome Foley, former coach at Anderson Highland High School, sitting with his friend, former Madison Heights coach Phil Buck, whose teams won 9 Anderson sectionals from 1966 to 1990. Just a little slice of life at a local place, the kind of diner we love to visit. In this case, the Lemon Drop Restaurant in Anderson over by Mounds Mall. People love the place. When you can walk in and meet folks like Coach Buck and Coach Foley, it's not hard to see why.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now, here's John Strauss.
So we're at the Lemon Drop Restaurant in Anderson. I had not been there before, but as soon as I heard about it, I knew I had to go. Gotta love these local landmarks. What's the secret of their success? Well, just listen to this. Hey, how you doing?
I'm great.
Tell me your name.
Cherie Titley.
Tell me about working here. This looks like a great local place.
It is. Lots of local people, lots of regulars. It's a lot of fun.
There's a little difference between, I mean, a locally owned place and other places, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah.
About, like your customers and how
right.
You know them.
Well, they know my name. That's always a plus. We know the orders, so I can say, do you want your usual? And they'll go, yep. And then we can put it on the grill and have them out in 5 minutes or so, you know? So, yeah.
What is it that you like about working here?
Well, the customers are great. I know everyone. I know a lot of people here, so it helps the day go by a little bit faster. They like to know about my life. I talk to them about their life. So it's never the same. It's always something different.
Not everybody in the hospitality business stays for 17 years.
Well, I have a great boss. You know, who can pass up a great boss? I mean, and it's great hours. I have 3 children at home, and so I get to be home a lot with them. And holidays were closed, so I get to spend the holidays with my family. So, yeah.
Tell me the part about a great boss.
Oh, well, he does a lot for us. Oh, yes. I mean, he gives us a lot of stuff. He helps us out. He's always there for us, even good times and bad. I mean, he's always been there. He's like a second father, because, I mean, I've been here for 17 years. It's a long time.
Tell me a story about that.
Ooh. He went on a cruise one time, and he, in one of the gift shops or somewhere, he got me a Titanic plaque. And I'm a big Titanic fan. And he brought it home for me. Yeah.
How about the customers? Are some of the customers?
Oh, the customers are great. They do us well. While I'm pregnant, every time I've been pregnant, they always bring in like little gifts or quilts and stuff for the babies. They're great people. Everybody here is great. I have not had a bad day here. Never.
How many people can say that about their job?
Very few.
Now, if you were describing the Lemon Drop for somebody who had never been here, mm-hmm. I'm looking at a train that's going around the near the ceiling of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a very popular train amongst everyone, young and old. We are old-fashioned. We are very happy people. We give great service. And even if we don't sometimes, that does happen occasionally, we do everything we can to make it better.
What's the most unusual day you've had here? You ever had to work like during a big snowstorm?
We have, and we have few people. There are still people that will try to make it out to come to us. But sometimes there's nights that we have to stand around and just clean up and do other things to keep ourselves busy.
Now, there are regulars who come here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people that you see every week? Or?
Oh, yes. Twice a week sometimes. I mean, know them so well that I can say when they are walking in the door, do you want your usual? And they're like, well, yeah. Sometimes we even have it on the grill, as long as it doesn't change.
What's the secret to running a good restaurant?
Quality never goes out of style. That is our motto here. And we're always happy. Like, we don't have bad days in here. And we check ourselves at the door. Seriously. So what happens at home stays at home. And there are times what happens here stays here. We don't take it either way.
Now, is that because of who you are? You're a naturally happy person, or boss does?
I think he's instilled a lot in us. I've been here since I was 16, and he taught us early, you know, you have to be happy, you have to be ready to go and be there for your customers. And so he put that in us.
Was there ever been a time when you came here and you became more cheerful or happy because you were here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because I have friends I can talk to. And, I mean, everybody, we work together so closely that we even hang out outside of here. I mean, it's not just a workforce. It is friends and family here. I mean, we're even planning on going to see the Hunger Games as a big group.
You kind of feel like a family.
Yeah, with each other. So we'll hang out that Sunday. All of us will go to the movies. It'll be fun.
When you think about, boy, there was the time at the Lemon Drop that, what was the most unusual day here?
Halloween is normally our unusual day because we all get to dress up however we like. It's always something different, and there's some good costumes, and there can be some very bad costumes, but it's always that day, and you get to pick whatever you want to be. There's no holds barred.
What was everybody this past Halloween?
Bill Pitts, he was the biker dude. We had a nun in here. We had a schoolgirl in here. I was a black cat. We had a lot of different kinds this year.
You know, by the way, you said quality never goes out of style, and the coaches were telling me, the older gentlemen here who are regulars, they were talking about how good the food is here. Never had a bad meal.
Well, it is great food. I eat it every day.
Well, every restaurant would want to say that. Mm-hmm. What is it that you guys do?
Everything's fresh. We never do anything ahead of schedule. It's cooked to where it should be, and Bill always buys the best. Always.
Cherie Titley, a server for 17 years at the Lemon Drop, Anderson's landmark restaurant out by Mounds Mall, loved their motto, quality never goes out of style, and the management philosophy of the owner, a person who takes care of his employees as well as the customers. The food is good there, the service is great. Up next, we meet Bill, the owner.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
Bill Pitts owns the Lemon Drop Restaurant in Anderson. Guess what that means if you're in that business? It means you are always there.
Oh, yeah. There are some long hours, and people, especially in a small place like this, people expect you to be here all the time. So that can be, you know, say, Bill's not here again. Oh, darn. You know, whatever, you know. So, but you have to spend a lot of time here. And I'm here every night, and this is for the past 42 years. I've been here all six nights. We're closed on Sunday, so I'm here all six nights and all six days, except this past year I've been taking off on Tuesday and Thursday. So, and I never hear the end of it. Yeah, so.
So, you have to run the business side of the business, but you're the host. You're the guy, you're their friend.
Yeah, that's true. Once you've been here 42 years, you know everybody, what they do, and who they're not with when they used to be with, and all the children grown up and gone away and come back, and, you know, different mates, you know, whatever. Yeah, you know all about them in 42 years. You know, so it's very interesting. I got a million stories.
So, think of one of those.
And most of them I can't share.
Well, think of one that you can. But in the meantime, it's almost, when you do it this way, when you have a real loyal customer base, you're in the right location, but you've built this loyalty with people. Are you recession-proof? I mean, part of the hospitality industry suffered a lot in the Great Recession. You withstood that.
Probably because that has a lot to do with it. It's the personal touch, and people going somewhere where they know their name or certainly at least recognize them when they come in the door, and that makes you that makes you comfortable. That makes you comfortable, and we've made some accommodations because as America is getting older, there used to be two steps to get up into this building. Well, we raised this whole parking lot up to meet the building, and people nowadays don't realize that, but that's exactly what happened because they just wouldn't be able to come up two steps very well. So we raised the whole parking lot up to meet the floor of the building.
What was it like when you started out here? How was the city different?
Well, it was a bustling city. It was there was a lot of action, a lot of activity. There were when I came here, it was there were people everywhere. Downtown, it was very busy. There were so many people downtown that we had at the intersection, we had traffic stopped from all directions, so people could walk in either direction. They used to what they called scramble here. That would go corner to corner, catty corner in the block. Traffic stopped all directions. Automobile traffic stopped all directions so people could cross the intersection at any direction they wanted to, diagonally across it.
That's how busy things were.
That's how busy things were downtown. The whole place was bustling. And then as General Motors started slowly pulling out and more foreign cars started coming in, it just started deteriorating.
When you started, you were on the outskirts of the city. You were
absolutely.
Was that a tough business decision to make, not locating right downtown?
No, I wasn't concerned about it actually because it was busy when I took it over, and my thoughts were just to make sure that I keep it being busy, you know. So that's a challenge enough by itself, you know. When the original owners left after 18 years. It's kind of scary, you know. Well, everybody go somewhere else.
Where's that? That, you know, yeah. They like those people.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was worried about. So, because now I didn't have a job anywhere else, so I had to make sure that this went because I'm in debt, you know. So it made me want to work day and night, which became a habit. You know, and so now I still work day and night.
What do you do for vacation?
We're closed 2 weeks in July and 2 weeks at Christmas time. So those are the times when the employees, myself, all of us, we take off and we'll go someplace. My girlfriend now can't travel anymore because she has a severe case of MS. But we used to go to Phoenix or Las Vegas for a couple weeks in the wintertime, same way in the summer. We used to go somewhere.
Can I ask your age, Bill?
I'm 67.
Still like this? Still enjoy it?
Yes. I love coming in here. Yeah. I love coming in here. Yeah. Yeah. This is because all the people I know and everything, they just stop in. It's a nice place for me to visit every day. I got a really good staff. They've been here a long time, you know, from some of them go to college. And same time, that's a 5-year college girl right there. She's got 4 more to go.
The girl in the Batman t-shirt?
Yeah. So,
in this industry, sometimes it's hard to keep good people. How do you do that?
I treat them well, and I pay them a little more than everybody else does. They may leave me for moving or transferred or something else, but they're not going to leave me because of money. Because there's too many people here just trying to pay everybody the same amount. And when you've got a good crew, you have to pay them more than everybody else. You know, and they'll stay with you then if you treat them right. They won't stay here only because of money. But they'll, that's certainly got to be a good factor. And that's a good place to start, is pay them well.
Tell me something that people don't know about you.
I like to watch westerns on television.
What's your favorite western movie?
My favorite western movie?
Remember The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance was about a diner. You like western movies?
I just like western movies. All kinds. I love that era of time. I kind of wished I lived in that era of time. I think that's probably what somebody doesn't know about me. I'd like to be a cowboy.
How long are you going to do this?
People ask me that all the time, actually, and I normally might just give them my regular response is another 30 and I'm out of here, you know. I enjoy it, and it's easy for me, and so I may do it a long time. It's hard to tell. I like to golf, and all my buddies are golfing, and always keep bugging me about, you know, that's what I do on Tuesday and Thursday. I've been taking off this year, is slipping out there and getting some golfing instead of only on Sunday.
What's the most unusual day you had here?
Well, somebody had a heart attack here. That was not a good thing, though. I mean, it just unusual.
Did you save them? Got an ambulance here.
We got an ambulance here, yeah. And so they finally pulled through, but it was scary. Not too much unusual happened. Yeah, not too much really.
You know, your employees say this is a happy place to work, and that's because of you. You make it that way.
Oh well, that's good. You know, and they probably make me happy. So, yeah, we all have a good attitude. Everybody gets along. It is really good.
So you kind of started out on the corporate side of the food business.
You said I did?
Yeah, you did.
I was working for a fast food chain.
Which one?
Well, it used to be called Burger Man. Originally it was Mr. 15, and it became Burger Man. And then they started closing up around here and started moving toward the East Coast. And I didn't really want to go any farther away from our roots. So I just got out of it, and when I found this place came for sale. But I started out, and I got into that because I was working as a mailman, and mailman didn't make much money back in those days. Right after I got out of the Army, I wanted to continue with my military time, kind of go toward retirement, my government time. So I decided to get a job at a post office, be a mailman, but it didn't pay much. And so I went to finding a part-time job in the evening, and that's where I came into the hamburger business.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get
Bill Pitts, owner of the Lemon Drop Restaurant in Anderson for 42 years. Most of that time, he's worked 6 nights a week. Just wanted to share with you a good place to stop when you're in the mood for some local flavor. That one's got good food, great service, interesting folks who stop in, like our two Anderson basketball coaches from days gone by, Phil Buck and Jerome Foley. You got to hear from them. And that, friends, is our show for today. I am John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note with your nomination for Best Local Hamburger or Barbecue Joint. Maybe we'll stop by and tell them you sent us. Write to us at indianaweekend@gmail.com. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.